But most blankets, they are sometimes in different forms. Some are wool blankets, some are flannel. Mm-hmm. Then with a comforter, it is usually something like satin material, mm-hmm. with a fluff, mm-hmm. on the inside, mm-hmm. of the thing, and it's big and it's bunglesome, and I don't need all of that warmth.
Don't need all the warmth, yeah. Is a comforter, is that the same thing as a quilt, or is it different?
I think the quilt is different.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what about the quilt?
Well, I don't know what the material is on the inside, mm-hmm. but to me a quilt is heavier. Mm-hmm. A quilt is heavier than a comforter. A comforter is kind of light and airy, mm-hmm. although it's used supposedly for warmth. Mm-hmm. And a quilt is flatter, as far as I know, mm-hmm. With whatever it is on the inside, mm-hmm. cotton or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Say that you didn't have enough, you had a lot of company, didn't have enough beds, you might make something on the floor. You might make
a pallet.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd ever heard that called?
A mat.
Mat. Mm-hmm. The next question, again, is going to be one that may be difficult. I'll just ask you a series of questions that might, mm-hmm. be easier. If you might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
fertile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be fertile soil, right?
Okay.
And do you have any name for flat lowland along a stream? Or especially land that maybe down by the Alabama River, say, like land that's covered by the river part of
Bank.
The year? You ever call that bottom land around there? Ever heard that name?
I've heard it. I just didn't know what it was. And I hadn't looked either.
Do you might not have a name for this one either. You have a name for a field that's good for nothing other than raising maybe grass or clover or alfalfa or something like that? Mm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the term meadow very much?
Meadow?
Meadow.
Meadow. Oh, mm-hmm. yes.
But what do you usually mean by that?
Well, if I would, I've never called any particular thing a meadow, but my concept of it in my mind is a place that is grassy, and it's just clean, mm-hmm. clean looking. It's refreshing, mm-hmm. even just to look. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that's a meadow or not, in actuality, I don't know. But this would be, I think, what I gather from it, and it could be too, that my concept here is from things like kindergarten, mm-hmm. and things like childhood stories. Because I don't have any reason, I don't imagine, because I can't say a thing around here is a meadow. Nothing. It doesn't look like
Montgomery, no meadow in Montgomery.
As far as I can tell.
What do you usually call land that usually has water standing on it year round or most of the time? You know, kind of a boggy area that's always got a little covered by water.
Boggy? Is
mm-hmm.
that what you said? Boggy?
Yeah, an area that. You may think of snakes and all living there.
Ditch.
Would you ever call it a swamp?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Mm-hmm. What I was thinking of then. And actually, I don't know why, because I don't think your description told me to think it that way. But I was thinking of something real shallow. Mm-hmm. And if for me to say a ditch, I don't know why I did, because I don't think a ditch is shallow. I think it's not shallow. I think it's deep.
You think of a ditch as usually deep and maybe something that's narrow?
And dirty and every other kind of contaminant in it in the world.
It's funny, when I was a little boy, one of the... my favorite places to play was around ditches.
Really?
I loved playing in the ditch.
And all I think of is the genetic ditch here.
Mm-hmm.